The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm going to talk about the VHI Women's Mini Marathon because it is happening this weekend in Dublin City. About 25,000 women are going to be running it. The weather looks fairly good at the moment. In amongst that crowd, you're going to find Katia Mia. You will know her, of course, from Virgin Media, from the 6 o'clock show. She's an ambassador for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon and our very own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly. Jess, are you ready? Fighting fit? No last minute niggles?
No niggles. So many nerves.
Really?
Yeah. I was on with you and Keith a few weeks ago and I was saying that you were one of the inspos for, you know, booking
for
an
so
event.
Much in your life.
Just for getting up in the day. I just look at a picture of you and I think one day maybe I could be as good as Kieran.
Weird for your boyfriend. That's how your day starts.
Let's bring it back to the mini marathon. So I had this event. We decided to run for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. So we had our cause. We were doing our training. And in the last 10 days, I've honestly had the fear.
Okay.
I'm nervous about, because normally when I run on my own. Not only am I running with Kathleen from Off the Ball, there's also going to be thousands of people around me.
Yeah.
And what if I run like Phoebe from Friends, but I've just never noticed it before?
And maybe Kathleen is the same. Two of you run like Phoebe from Friends.
I relate to that so much, Jess, because right, like this week has been almost my worst week. I've been having the fear. I'm like, what if I can't do it? And I stupidly went to the gym and I did a leg day and now my legs are so painful. And I'm like, what if I can't make it?
Yeah.
And I'm asking everyone on Instagram what to do. Everyone's like Epsom bath and put magnesium or take magnesium and all this. So I think it's just, it's natural to kind of be feeling these feels right before it. But honestly, I did it last year. Last year was my first year doing it. And you build up all of this, all of these thoughts in your head. And then when you get to do it, you end up chatting to everyone and it's over before you know it. So I think that's the best part of it because there's so many women. I think there's 25,000 women involved this year, which is insane.
Yeah, it's huge. Like I can only compare that to the marathon in October, which is about 20,000. So it's you know, and that feels packed.
Yeah.
Like that feels absolutely packed when you start off. So to think that there's a few thousand more on top of that again, the atmosphere, Katia, must be amazing, is it?
Yeah, no, it is electric. And it's kind of that day where a lot of women are together, whether you're running for a cause or someone that is near to you and dear to you. And everyone is, it's almost like you're a bit emotional, you're really hyped, and the sun is always out, weirdly enough. Again, I think this Sunday is going to be gorgeous. So yeah, like the atmosphere is electric and they've live music. They've got massive balloons for every kilometer you do, so you're not missing it, because I know we're all counting it. We're looking at our watches, our fitness watches, and we're like, when's the next one? But yeah, it's honestly great. It's such a good day. I'm actually excited to do it, and I'm trying to go into it a bit more chilled out. Like if I overthink it, I might just end up like just walking for the rest of it. But I'm trying to run it. That's the goal. I'm trying to run the whole way through.
Jess, have you a goal in mind? A time?
No. And this is a big thing. Kathleen and I have said, because Kathleen had done no running at all up until I asked her to do this with me 2 months ago. So she's just getting started. So our goal, firstly, was to raise money for Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Secondly, was to do the thing. So even if we end up crawling, we will get it done and we will enjoy every second of it. But I do think I've seen the pictures and the images and the videos over the years. And I do think the adrenaline on the day will carry us over.
Oh, it's worth a few seconds per kilometre.
Like I may end up winning. I think I will get such a buzz.
Top three anyway, Jess.
Well, look, if you see me there, I'll
and
be...
And a good each way bet.
Maybe not everyone
on the nose, but each way.
But So my goal is to get it done, is to enjoy it. And I also just think to be proud of the fact that I remember so clearly a few years ago, my friend Rachel was running it. And I just thought I could never do something like that. And to people who are runners, they'll go, oh, sure, 10K, it's only 10K, it's only 10K. But if you're not a runner, like every kilometre that you do is one more than you would than I did 18 months ago. So my thing is to get out, to do it, to enjoy it, and then to feel absolutely the most smug of all the wagon wheels in Ireland and have a little drinky by about 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. That is my goal.
And that's a nice goal. Have you a goal, Katia? Have you a time in mind? You're a seasoned VHI mini marathoner now.
Now, I don't know about that, but I'm not a runner naturally. I'm absolutely I'm just go to the gym, do my 45 minutes and then chill on the couch for the rest of the day. But if I can run and if I really can do it, that will be an accomplishment in itself. But I'm looking forward to chatting to a lot of women, like a lot of the women I've been connecting with online already, because we've really just, it's been a mission to get everyone together for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon this year. So I'm looking forward to the camaraderie, really, and seeing familiar faces in the crowd. And like Jess said, to be smug. And I think that smugness lasts for a solid year. I think it lasts a solid year. So have the medal or whatever, go out, find a beer garden and just enjoy the bank holiday weekend. It's going to be fun.
Can I ask you, Kieran?
Yes.
As a runner, Is the advice not to burst out of the traps?
Oh, don't mind that. Burst out of the traps.
But what if I crash and burn? What if my 10K ends up 1.75K because I completely use all my energy on
the
5K?
If you go out of the traps so hard that after 1.75K you've hit the wall, you've gone fairly hard out of the traps. Try not to go too hard out of the traps. And that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Because there is huge excitement. Mm-hmm. There's adrenaline. There are people around you. You get carried along. There's a drag effect with everybody. I mean, you will find you're probably going to do the first, even having said all that, you'll probably do the first couple of kilometers 10, 15 seconds faster per kilometer than you usually would run. But don't worry. Don't panic if that happens. Mm. Just after a couple of kilometers, if you notice that's happened, just slowly ease back down and you'll be fine. Your adrenaline will get you through so much in the day.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to say it. I mean, you just said don't be dismissive, but it is only 10K. And if you've done the training, you'll get through it. There's no hitting the wall or anything like that. You're not going to get to the point where you need to worry about fueling and all that sort of stuff. People will overcomplicate it.
But
it's
what
only
about
10K.
The mental boredom. So what happens to me is
you won't
really
get that because you're only going to be out there for about an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe a little bit either side of it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't really hit that boredom because there's so much happening. There's so many people around you.
Yeah.
There's so much happening en route. There's so many people cheering you on. Like if you think about it, people doing the marathon, they kind of hit that kind of boredom stage around kind of Terenure, kind of after Bushy Park. That's getting close in on 30K. You know what I mean? So you're out there for a couple of hours.
My attention after 7K.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe you've got ADHD or something, or you kind of get bored or something after a certain amount of time, but you won't. You'll be fine. So just don't go mad. Don't overthink it.
Okay.
Don't think too much about fueling strategies and all of that. Have like a banana and some honey or peanut butter and a bit of toast with plenty of water beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be it. You don't need to think about fueling en route, any of that. Just enjoy it.
Okay.
Just enjoy it. That's
I feel
it.
Mildly better.
Are you going to listen to music while you're on?
Yes. So it's Kathleen and I have spoken about this. And we are going to be politely rude to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've both been training with music. And I think let's not deviate. So we'll be together, but in our own little world. We might do one headphone each kind of thing.
Okay.
And then when we need the morale boost or whatever, I'm going to wear noise cancelling headphones, but not have the noise cancelling on because I want to get the crowd and I want to get the buzz and all the rest. But as I said to you a few weeks ago, I have my playlist down. So in terms of helping me pace myself, so I know if I'm on the third song by, 2.5 hours, I'm going too fast or whatever.
Well, Katia, are you going to listen to music?
Oh yeah, that's how I run. Like, so I have the noise cancelling headphones and they will be on. But if I do see someone like mouthing something to me, I'll take them off. But yeah, we've got a good playlist on there. We've got a bit of Sabrina Carpenter, some Beyonce, some Zara Larsson, a bit of everything. So, the adrenaline will be pumped and the tunes will be good. Summer tunes as well. Mm. I think it's like the music is key. I tried listening to a podcast when I was running.
The
other day. Now, Kieran, I don't know, because maybe if you're like a long and seasoned runner, you can listen to podcasts, but I just couldn't. I was so bored. So I think you definitely need a good playlist.
No, I'm not great now for podcasts. You need a bit of music. Mm-hmm. You need something to get you going. What's the song, Jess, that really gets you going?
Do you know what it is? It's a Reason Enough song. It's Pompeii by Bastille.
Oh, yeah.
That song kind of builds.
Banger, yeah.
I'm getting eyes through the glass, which I'm going to ignore. But it's one of those songs, I wouldn't listen to it on a normal day, but when you're running, it starts off slow and then it builds up. So that for me is the one where I'm going from my warm up kind of pace into my, I say bursting at the traps. I'm still waddling like a sausage dog, but you know what I mean? That to me is let's get to the next gear. And once that one plays, then I know that I need to get into my stride. So that to me is the song that I think of now when I'm running.
Okay, Pompeii, Bastille. Katia, what's your song? What's the song that really gets the legs moving?
I tend to go for a bit of rap music, some trap music.
Oh, yeah.
I love Kendrick Lamar.
Nice.
Not Like Us is the song of the moment. That's the song of the season right now. So Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar, or Now or Never by Kendrick Lamar will always get me past the finish line if I start to feel tired. He has like this song that's a collaboration with Mary J. Blige, and something about her voice just gets me pumped. So yeah, a bit of Kendrick, a bit of Beyonce, and some Scissor Sisters. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, it's going to be fun for all 25,000 people doing it, I am sure, this weekend. And the best of luck to everyone. Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent. Katia Mia, who is a Virgin Media presenter, and of course, you know her well from the 6 o'clock show. She's an ambassador for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Good luck to both of ye.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.